Hi, Joy.
So what's going on with Google?
Well, to make life simple, there's nothing going on with Google. Google is perfectly healthy and virus-free. The problem is, with users' computers, they have viruses that are mimicking Google. So when a user goes to the Google website, instead of actually getting the Google website, or when they maybe get the Google website and do the search, the virus takes over and gives bogus results. So in the case of one of the viruses you mentioned, when you type in go to www.google.com or www.google.ca, it's detecting it, and it's substituting a web page in there that tells you, appears that you have a virus and that you should scan your computer with a particular product. And, of course, when they have a link to that product, you go to that product and it says, yes, here it is, buy it and scan your computer. Well, that is the virus. They're trying to trick you to buy a product that, from all reports, is putting on even additional stuff on your computer that you don't want, what's called malware, which will further slow down your computer, and you've just paid for it.
Oh, my gosh,
so
that is...
But you don't get that prompt anymore, so it did do its trick. So that's one of the viruses. That one actually came out in the summer, didn't get picked up by a lot of people, but seems to have reared its ugly head again in the last couple of weeks.
That is really sneaky.
Yeah, with probably all the New Year downloads that everybody's just been too busy to run their virus scans. The other one that's a new one out there really appears to start at late Saturday night, Sunday. There's just been sporadic posts about this one, so fortunately it's not widespread, so no need to go out and panic right now. But this is where, and it appears to only be affecting using Internet Explorer. It looks like people have what's called the Google Toolbar installed, so make it easier for people to go search on Google. And it appears that after you've done your search, as the results are being displayed on your screen, it's switching around those links on the search results. So when you go click on them, you're not actually going to the website you think you're going to go to. You're being redirected to a spammer site. Typically, these have lots of ads, which, of course, these people are making money for ad displays. They are appearing to take you to some other site to do some other kind of activity.
So who's responsible for this, especially this new one you mentioned that seems to be affecting people with the Google Toolbar and Internet Explorer?
Well, at this stage, we have no idea who is officially responsible, and I doubt we ever will. The CIA, FBI, RCMP, CSIS, they like to investigate these things, but the reality is the people who build these things are much more clever, technologically speaking, than the people who would investigate them. There is a subculture out there that just loves building viruses and doing malicious things. Some are worse than others. And they try to show off their skill set of what they can do and how fast they can spread things. And somebody out there on some site has posted that I just released this, let's see what happens. And they're getting all, the high fives for getting it out there and making Google look bad, giving Google a black eye where it looks like Google has been hacked, when in fact they haven't.
How vulnerable is a giant search engine like Google? A site that is actually part of our everyday lexicon when it comes to our language. How vulnerable are they to this kind of attack?
Extremely, because the attack is not on their systems. They have enough, reinforcements there to prevent their systems from being hacked. But this is a case of reputation management. They are getting the black eye. Any large organization, is susceptible. I remember years ago when, the FBI's website got hacked and people changed the homepage. There have been attacks on the White House website. So anytime you're high profile, you have to have your guard up. And what's happened is they obviously cannot crack the Google, protection layer. And so they're making it appear as it's Google by attacking the most vulnerable, which are the end user computers.
What should we do about it? Are there lingering concerns? This does not sound like it's an overly vicious virus, but are there things that we can do if we've run into this problem?
Yes, there are. Well, it's not, as you say, not the most malicious virus out there, but one example, someone says, I got this and I went to go search for an antivirus program and I can't find any antivirus programs on my computer because pages keep getting hijacked. So before you get it, make sure that you're antivirus software on your computer is up to date. If you've let your subscription run out, renew it or go for one of the many good quality free ones if the budget is a concern. Download the latest updates, run a check on your computer, and whenever you're downloading anything from the web, MP3s, videos, even PDFs these days, make sure you scan it before you open it up and that it is virus-free, and that's the best protection anybody can do.
And are there people out there who are going to need help cleaning up the computers if they have been hit by this one?
From the reports I've seen, all the major antivirus products out there are removing it immediately.
Okay.
So that it is not that malicious or difficult to get removed.
Well, that's good to know. Thanks so much for this.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeff.
Bye-bye, Alan.
Bye-bye.